Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, on today's show, we're talking about something Penny calls health and wellness IQ. So, Penny, health and wellness IQ, what is that?
Well, actually, if you look it up in the dictionary, there is no real definition for health IQ. And I find that really odd. So I started looking for, well, let's break it down. What is the definition for health? Well, health is a state of complete physical, mental, social well-being. And it's not merely the absence of disease or having something wrong with you. So there's a difference between health and wellness and the medical industry. And so that's a distinction that people need to be aware of. Okay, so we look at, all right, we know what health is now. It means that I have a complete physical, mental, and social well-being. So what's IQ? IQ is an attempt to measure the intelligence of somebody. So you put the two together, and what you've got is health IQ would be an attempt to increase your intelligence or your knowledge of creating a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. Now, the real question is, how do you do that? You know, when you look at what is the number one New Year's resolution that everybody makes at the beginning of the year, what would you think it would be, Jennifer?
Probably lose some weight or exercise more or get on a diet, or maybe I'm just giving you my list.
No, that's everybody's list. That's why the gyms, the memberships in the gyms, they increase tremendously. They keep those guys hopping, just signing people up. Everyone wants to start diets. You know, everyone's new. The diet industry just explodes January 1. Everybody vows to stop smoking. You know, and what it boils down to is that people are wanting to change their health habits. But then by February, what happens?
I get busy, and it turns out that maybe going to the gym isn't as important as it seemed in January. And it could also be that if you're in the northern states, it's cold out there. There's snow. It's more difficult to get to the gym. And so maybe, and it could just be, once again, I'm allowing every single excuse under the sun to stop me from going to the gym, because really when it comes down to it, I'm kind of lazy.
No, it's not laziness. You know, we all have really good intentions on January 1, but there's a lot of things that sabotages us. It's just one thing after another. And does it boil down to that it's not become a habit for us? That's probably the number one reason. The other thing is it's outside of our normal, you know, it's outside of our comfort zone. Yeah, but what we really need to look at is what makes those that are successful, what actually makes them successful? Yeah, and that's something that there's steps that people can take that is going to help them be successful at whatever health goal they might have. Having a health coach is really important at a time like this, because they can kind of direct people. You know, that's why a lot of people that hire personal trainers in the gym, they actually stick to it and others don't. But that's something that we need to, you know, explore. What can we do as individuals that is actually going to give us that extra edge at being successful with accomplishing our health goals?
Sure. So, and I know we're going to be discussing a lot of that as the week goes on, but just out of curiosity, you know, how would I kind of come up with what my health and wellness IQ is? How could I get like a general sense of what that is for me?
That's a really good question, because everybody's health IQ should be growing every day. I want my health IQ to grow every single day. But it's a really good question. And what you do is you kind of look at the people that you're hanging with. Just like anything else in life,
If you want to build wealth, they tell you look at your 10 closest friends and add up what they make on a yearly basis and divide it by 10, and that's what your wealth is. Well, it's the same thing with your health IQ. You know, you look at the people that you're hanging with. If you hang out with people that like to drink and eat junk food and go out to eat every day, and they don't care how much they weigh and they don't care how healthy they are, they don't mind being sick, or they don't even think about it. You know, they don't even make the connection. You can bet that it's going to be difficult for you to increase your health IQ because you're not with somebody that has that as a priority. So the important thing is to surround yourself with people that are like-minded, people that want to be healthy. They want to make the changes in their life that is going to give them a better life. You know, you go back to what is the term health IQ? Well, it's to increase your intelligence or your knowledge of creating a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. So when you think about that, think about the people that I hang with, the people that I spend my time with, do they have a desire to create that in their life? If they don't, you're sabotaging yourself, really, before you even start. Now, I'm not telling people quit hanging out with your family, you know, change your circle of friends. That's really something that you have to ask yourself. But all of us have room for new people. So let's slowly bring in those people that want the same things we do. Make sense?
It does. It sounds like it doesn't sound like something that I have to do all at once. It's not like going, you know, I'm going one direction in my life and all of a sudden I have to stop, you know, put the brakes on and do a complete 180 and do something, you know, completely opposite outside of my normal. It sounds like I probably can be more like a cruise ship turning in the ocean and just slowly make that adjustment so that it's not this crazy thing that happens all at once, but it's something that happens over time by making some good decisions, probably one, you know, meal at a time or one day at a time.
Right. That's exactly right. The best way in the world to sabotage your efforts at changing your health and increasing your health IQ is to try to do everything cold turkey. Some people are totally capable of doing that, but the average individual is not. So it's better to look at the long range. Do I want this to be a permanent lifestyle change, or am I looking for a four-week wonder? My personal opinion and the opinion of most healthcare professionals is that you want long range, because the yo-yo dieting and the yo-yo health kicks that people get on, they can make matters worse. That's the way our body is made up. So your goal is to change this long term. And long term means that you take it one bite at a time. And a year from now, you turn around and you look and you say, oh, gee, I really did accomplish something.
That's fantastic. Well, you heard it here, folks, discovering about what our health and wellness IQ is, really how to identify it. And, of course, I know the rest of the week is really what I'm looking forward to, is kind of learning some of those small, simple steps that we can take to improve our health and wellness IQ. Thank you, Penny.
Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.